Hotline is on the air on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP. Hotline brings you interesting, informative, and fun guests with a variety of topics. Here's your host, Kira Morgan.
And good morning. Thanks for joining me this morning for Hotline with my guest, Steve Sparks. Steve works with the county and has been working on the Stepping Up program, working with various partners with the county commissioners and with Lincoln County Sheriff about the program. And so, Steve, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Stepping Up program for those who don't know. What is
it? Yes, well, let me back up a little bit. Oh, I'm happy to be here with you again, Kira. I love your hug and your smile, and we have a few laughs, and it's always fun.
It is.
I've been taking a little break this summer. The 21-186 campaign, do you remember that?
Oh, yes, very well.
that was a real challenge, and I guess I felt my age a little bit. Going into June, so my bosses encouraged me to take a little bit of break. Just to back up a little bit, it's been almost 2 years now since the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution for the Stepping Up Initiative. And to put that in context and make it very simple, is that the whole healthcare system is now looking at the whole patient.
That is so important.
Now, we, mental illness and addiction and all those things that we didn't want to talk about years ago, and we weren't really prepared to address it in the community, and we put a lot of stress on the jail, stress on ER in the hospital, stress on our health and human services organization. It just didn't work. It was broken. So 2 years ago, Commissioner Claire Hall brought me in and was talking to me about this initiative that is a national initiative, Stepping Up. And the Stepping Up initiative is designed as a moonshot for communities to put in place the right kind of community infrastructure to help our most vulnerable community population so that they don't end up in jail, in a revolving door, as you know, that is the jail, or they don't wind up in the ER. We have ways of helping folks before it gets there. Or that we try to send them down to Health and Human Services, mental health, and those folks are set up to handle the most severe cases. And once you get the most severe cases, it's often too late or almost too late. So the Stepping Up Initiative is all about the community owning the treatment and recovery continuum so that we can help folks before it's too late. We can save lives. Often you have people in really, really tough shape that wind up in ER, or they're picked up for a minor infraction and they wind up in jail, and it's a revolving door. And Lincoln County, prior to 2 years ago, we were behind other counties in the context of building a community treatment and recovery continuum for the most vulnerable. So in October of 2016, the Board of Commissioners, the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, passed a resolution to make Stepping Up Initiative a formal mission and goals to build up our community infrastructure to serve the most vulnerable. So that's really Stepping Up in very simple terms. I think most people understand that we do have a vulnerable population, and most people will tell you that they have family members, one way or the other, directly or indirectly. I can tell my stories, and everybody else has their own story. But these are our children. These are moms and dads. And they end up in jail. And when they end up in jail, I'm thinking about the Lincoln County School District, has a very high population of homeless children. Last statistic was something like 900. You know why? Because they're without moms and dads. And often those moms and dads are struggling themselves with all sorts of challenges, but they're moms and dads and they're in jail. Mm. So we're taking this whole approach in the context of the healthcare system in general and looking at the whole patient. And that means we need community partnerships. We need community collaboration, and we need to build an infrastructure that has a public, private, philanthropic component to it. And we can talk more about that as we go on.
And we will. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Steve Sparks and getting updates on the Stepping Up initiative right after this.
The only place in all of Lincoln County to sell Benjamin Moore paints, Mills East Hardware South. Let me say that again. The only store in all of Lincoln County selling Benjamin Moore paints, Mills Ace Hardware South. So don't let the elements get the better of your home. The elements are tough here in Lincoln County, but Regal Select Exterior Paint by Benjamin Moore is formulated to be even tougher. Mills Ace Hardware South, the only place to buy Benjamin Moore paint.
Log on to OregonCoastDailyNews.com, your daily news and information source about the coast, giving you a whole story, along with audio and video. You don't have to buy a subscription to read our news stories online. You can also follow OregonCoastDailyNews.com, Facebook, and on Twitter at OC Daily News. Log on to get the latest breaking news, along with information on traffic, weather, upcoming events, and the daily Yaquina Bay Bar Report. On the internet, make your local news source, OregonCoastDailyNews.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Oregon Army National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hotline continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
All right, we are back on Hotline with Steve Sparks. We've been talking about the Stepping Up initiative that the county has. Now, Steve, one of the things that you're working on now that the program's established, and that is getting some money together and helping to build the program, right?
Yes. Well, let's talk about a couple of points on that. Probably the most significant development, and one that I'm very proud of, Commissioner Hall and the sheriff, we're all just really kind of giddy about it. In the fall of 2016, not too long after we launched the Stepping Up initiative, I got a call from one of the executives at Samaritan Health Services in Corvallis. And she's, because we've been keeping them in the loop and working effectively with them because they really believe in the Stepping Up initiative at Samaritan Health Services. It's very, very consistent with their whole patient business model. And it was suggested to me that I ought to contact Jeff Blackford at Chance in Albany. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, wow, this may be an opportunity because we don't really have a nonprofit that's sustainable in Lincoln County that does the kind of things that we want to do in navigating the community infrastructure, the community treatment and recovery continuum in Lincoln County. So I marched down with Judy, in fact, on a rainy evening and walked in and met Jeff Blackford, and we started talking. And make a long story short, in the beginning of 2000 and in the middle of 2017, or really closer to 2018, Chance, which is a sustainable nonprofit, well established in Albany, Oregon, funded by the capitation connected with the Oregon Health Plan through our coordinated care organization, Samaritan Health Services, was all set up as a regional partnership with Samaritan Health Services and others to deliver services, peer-delivered services to our community. So they open an office in Newport, and they're getting set up. They're hiring peer support specialists. They're signing contracts with the various agencies in Lincoln County, including the sheriff, including parole and probation, and Health and Human Services, to plug in this community peer-delivered services component that we have not had. We have not had a robust community-owned support system. So they're rolling that out, and that's going to their facility in Newport, and they're looking for another building in Lincoln City, is a walk-in place for those who need help can go to with navigating services and navigating support and understanding the complexity of Lincoln County treatment and recovery. And they actually can sit down there, look at the global picture in the region and global picture in Lincoln County, and help an individual where that individual is right in the community. They don't have to wait 2 weeks, or they don't have to sit in jail and wait for a trial. You know, there's a lot of things that we are doing now with, we call it jail diversion, pretrial services, and things that are connected with law enforcement and criminal justice that are designed to help those people stay in a healthy place so that they can get to trial, they can get connected to drug court and other kinds of opportunities so that they get back on their feet, and they start to look at life in a more healthy way, and they find themselves with jobs, they find themselves back with families who have deserted them, and all of a sudden, you create a family culture in the community. It used to be that way, Kira, remember, decades ago, and we started removing that, and all of a sudden, the jails became a warehouse for people with mental illness and addiction. So that is the exciting news for Lincoln County. It's a historic time. Everybody in the community is energized. I go to meetings now, and everybody's excited because they're empowered. We have a community that's empowered to make this happen as we speak. And I couldn't be prouder to have been involved in helping to make that happen. It's really an amazing journey that we're on right now, and it's changes that we've been wanting to make for years, and we've finally gotten rid of the four-letter word, which is silo. Silo is a four-letter word in Lincoln County now. We're not siloed. We're working together as a team, as a community, building public-private partnerships, and that includes a philanthropic component as well. So you put all that together, and you put yourself in a position to compete for diversified funding opportunities. Mm-hmm. One of those recent ones that we submitted to the Bureau of Justice Assistance from the Sheriff's Office is a $750,000 capacity building grant for pretrial services that we expect to hear about from any moment. It could happen right now. I mean, right as we're sitting here, we could be notified today about that grant. And that's going to help the sheriff build capacity for pretrial services and other ways to support the most vulnerable in our community. So when we win that, and the reason that we were able to compete is that we gathered together partners. Mm-hmm. In that, I call them a request for a proposal. Certainly they're grant applications, but it looks to me, because of my career experience, as a request for a proposal, you compete for the opportunity. So we have the sheriff, we have Chance in the mix, we have Reconnections, Consul, remember Lori, Lori Lager, and we have Samaritan Health Services. So we've gathered together a public-private partnership, and that's how we submit a grant application. We don't do it alone as the sheriff's department or as parole and probation department or as health and human services. Those days being siloed for fundraising are over. You don't even get in the door. What really helped us get in the door is that a year ago this month, we had the Gaines Center come out and do a workshop for us. You remember that in September of last year? It's time really passes. For that workshop, over 2 days, we had 40 community stakeholders and partners attended who took ownership for the Stepping Up initiative, and we built a map. And we showed where all the gaps were, and we started addressing those gaps, and we can talk more about some of that after the break.
After we take a quick break, okay. We'll be back talking about that with Steve Spark right after this.
Work, 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 work.
Labor Day, a tribute to American workers and the strength, prosperity, and well-being they've brought to our great nation. And what better way to pay tribute than by giving it a rest and laying back on a brand new mattress from America's Mattress. With Labor Day doorbusters up to 70% off, queen mattresses starting at $197. Or how about your choice memory foam or plug queen innerspring with a motion adjustable base, only $999. Save over $1,000 and get up to 60-month no interest financing. Hey, that's 5 years on Ace Serta Bed, America's number one mattress. Let's put America back to sleep. Come into our Newport store next to Carpet One or in Lincoln City just north of the factory outlets.
The sleep you need guarantee. America's Mattress.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar Emergency, this is William.
I broke my leg and crawled into my car to call you.
I'm going to bring my partner on the line to help you while I contact 911.
Tell me what happened, James.
My foot's turned sideways. I live by myself. I have no neighbors. I don't have my phone.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Don't move around unless you're in danger, and do not flinch any injuries.
Please hurry. The pain is so bad.
We are going to stay on the line with you.
An emergency medical dispatch certified advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
The sheriff, sir.
We're going to let you go since you're in good hands there.
Thank you.
OnStar. Be safe out there. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar advisors certified by International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
Welcome back to Hotline on News Talk 1310 KMPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
All right, we are back on Hotline this morning with Steve Sparks, and we were just talking before the break about the importance of community partnerships and what they bring to the table, so we'll let you continue with that.
Yes, well, I'm thrilled to talk about this, and it is exciting. There's a lot to cover, but I want to go back to this concept of upstream. This is a philosophy in the healthcare transformation all over America right now. And upstream is connected with the whole patient. And when you say the whole patient, it means that we're talking about the community and we're talking about partnerships. And upstream seeks to empower patients to lead healthy lives partners with the community to build capacity, and fosters the health innovations that create equity and improve outcomes. Think about that.
That's really important.
To now. We 2 years ago, we were not connected to that philosophy. We were too siloed. We didn't have the right organizational structure in health and human services. The sheriff's department was just getting in the loop, getting connected to the whole concept of community treatment and recovery. Sheriff Landers, his goal is to keep folks out of jail. We don't want to. Mm-hmm. We don't want to put people in jail. Believe
right.
it or not,
there's a necessity, but we hope we don't need it.
I mean, it's no place for treatment. It's no place to get people to feel positive about themselves, and then we open up the door and let them out again, and they have no place to go. Mm-hmm. So all of these different tools are being built now, including a retreat. Program. I think I mentioned that to you. We have right behind the jail on the street over, I think it's 3rd Street, we have two buildings and 22 beds to help folks with reentry. So we can even help
folks. And is
folks
that
with,
expanding? I know that's for men right now.
Is it going to expand
to some women's facilities?
That's exactly right. So we're going to have women connected to it. And then we move from there to the whole concept of pretrial services. Often, folks that are waiting for trial, sometimes they're waiting in jail, sometimes they're waiting at home, but there's often no support system. So if you're challenged with addiction or mental health, mental illness issues, you know how I can empathize with that. Mm-hmm. We both can. A lot of us can empathize with how painful that is. So we do a lot of hand-holding. It's happening all over America. It's happening in our region in both Linn County and Benton County and now Lincoln County. So we're all together as a region moving forward to build that kind of infrastructure in the community. I wanted to mention that one of the big things that's helped us recently into the first of the year is the whole restructuring of Health and Human Services. We now have Rebecca Austin and Rebecca McBee Wilson as co-leaders of Health and Human Services. Isn't that cool?
That is
and you know
a great decision.
We talked about this before. We've seen situations where there was too much responsibility and we need to distribute it a little bit. So the Health and Human Services organization now matches up with what we're our mission and our goals for the Stepping Up Initiative to push this a lot of this support that we had to do almost too late and at the revolving door of the jail, push it out to the community, keep it in the community where it's a family culture.
Mm-hmm. And it must be a lot easier for folks to be able to connect more with their family or get that reconnection, which we'll talk about the importance of support right after we take this bottom of the hour news break.
If you're a quilter and haven't been to Sew Hound, you are missing out. There is a quilt shop in Sillette's featuring traditional and modern prints, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 5. And you can shop online anytime, sewhound.etsy.com.
Those who have a passion for octopus, sea otters, and charismatic tufted puffins, or an avid interest in the fishes that call Oregon's waters home and would like to learn more and volunteer through the Oregon Coast Aquarium, well, now is your chance. The Oregon Coast Aquarium is hosting a volunteer recruiting day that's taking place this Thursday, September 6th from 10 a.m. to noon. Anyone interested in joining the aquarium's dedicated interpretive volunteer team is encouraged to attend. These ambassadors for nature are an integral part of the aquarium's mission. Interpretive volunteers collectively connect with over 400,000 visitors each year, ensuring that they leave the aquarium with a better understanding of and appreciation for Oregon's coast and marine environments. For more information about recruiting day this Thursday, you can go online to aquarium.org. Rebecca Story Weaver Cohen-Rozewski announced her retirement from the Newport Public Library after over 30 years. She's been a familiar face at the Newport Public Library and has read and introduced books to many of Lincoln County's children and their kids and grandkids. A farewell reception in her honor will be held at the library this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. with a formal program beginning at 5:15. She's been the youth librarian for many years, has been in charge of the summer reading programs, and has been the interim director of the library and assistant director. The 2018 Run to the Rogue has been canceled due to the Klondike fire that's burning in the area near Agnes, which is near the run's finish line. This annual event held by the Confederated Tribes of the Lutz Indians was set to take place September 7th through the 9th. The event is a 234-mile relay run walk in memory of the Sluts tribal ancestors who were forcibly removed from their homeland in Rogue River Country in the mid-1800s and marched north to the Sluts in the confinements of the Coast Reservation. This is the second consecutive year the tribe has had to cancel the Run to the Rogue because of wildfires.
Oregon State Credit Union, more than 100,000 strong and counting. From competitive rates and personalized service to honest, insightful financial advice, giving you greater control over your future. Join Oregon State Credit Union. Member NCUA. Oregon State Credit Union. Hotline forecast, sunshine and 66 degrees today. North wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight mostly clear, low 51. North wind up to 15 miles an hour with higher gusts. Tomorrow sunshine and 63 degrees.
Tired of cracked or foggy glass? Need to replace the windshield on your classic car? Would you like to install some new shower doors or perhaps a glass countertop? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then check out Newport Glass. Yeah, that's right, Newport Glass. Under new ownership, committed to excellence and top-of-the-line cutting-edge service and technology. That's Newport Glass, 541-265-2226.
From the acclaimed director of God's Not Dead.
I regret to inform you that your husband was killed in combat.
When she lost her husband,
he chose to save me rather than come home to you and your daughter.
She lost her way. On September 7th comes an inspiring story about the power of family, faith.
I'm not giving up without a fight.
Courage and hope.
He will show them that nothing is impossible.
God Bless the Broken Road. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters September 7th.
Hotline continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
All right, we are back on Hotline this morning. I'm Kira Morgan with my good friend Steve Sparks. We've been talking about the Stepping Up Initiative and some of the importance of having these community partners. But also it's important, as you were saying, for community support and having a place for these folks to be able to go to get back up on their feet again.
Yeah, you know, right from the beginning, 2 years ago when I got involved in this, the subject of supportive housing, transitional housing, came up. And that was right around the time, shortly after that, that the parole and probation department put together the transition program services model that's on 3rd Street. Mm-hmm. And so that was our first entry into having a place where it's structured. It's warm, it's friendly, there's parole support folks there, there's peer-delivered services, access to clinicians and primary care, and all that kind of stuff happens. So during a period when they come out of jail and they earn their way through the process, and to make it short, if they meet all those targets in 90 days, they can effectively be on their own. And they often will have a job, they're back with their families and all that. Mm-hmm. But if you just, like Dennis Buckmaster at our at the jail, he's our mental health counselor, just a great guy, been working with him for 2 years now, love him. He will say, well, we have to put them out to the bushes, you know. And not everybody gets into that that reentry TAPS program. So we need to do more with supportive housing. So we have a model. It's called the Frequent Users Support Model, FUSE. And in that model, you have different components of supportive housing. You have a first step where it might be just a couple of nights. And then you have another step that where we have apartments lined up mm-hmm. as part of a public-private partnership arrangement, where Chance, as an example, can help a person find short-term supportive housing in different places where it's structured. Or, ultimately, we build a bricks-and-mortar strategy that's connected with developers who come in who are focused on building housing in a public-private partnership, philanthropic, I can't say that word, philanthropic.
You just did.
Yeah. So we put together that kind of partnership. We build a building, and we have some examples of that. And then the operator, which could be Chance or some other organization, operates it. Mm-hmm. And all this is done in advance of implementing anything. It's not just some kind of, we're going to do this and we don't have a plan kind of thing. You know, we've been there, done that. We know how much of a disaster that is. So we do this in a very, very business-like manner with all the right people who are engaged in this kind of a process, including support from our partners like Samaritan Health Services and Chance, and the Sheriff is engaged, Health and Human Services. Everybody is engaged in it, and we put together a plan. A very novel thing. And we do a pro forma. We look at the revenue streams that are coming in, and we put all that together so that we can show that this program has a very, very good chance of sustainability, satisfying the developer, as an example, who builds the building, that there's going to be a revenue stream and there's a return on investment. So that's how all of this is coming together, starting with a master lease kind of arrangement where there's short-term housing. Maybe it's 30, 60, or 90 days somewhere, and then you go on to the next step, and you have a place to go. And have folks that are working with you along the way to help you get back on your feet so that you don't go back to jail or wind up in ER or detox in some other god-awful place recovering or, as we know, homeless on the streets of Newport and Lincoln City. That's what we're trying to fix. We've got a plan. We're making it happen.
That's phenomenal. And like you said, the housing component is really important all the way around so that, you know, like you said, these folks have a place to go when they need to. So, Steve, what would you say are some of the challenges that your program faces right now?
Well, I that's a great question because we're growing fast right now. This is happening faster than we thought, and the demand is there. I think there's been pent-up demand. So sometimes when you're growing too fast, it presents a challenge. So that's something I'm asked to look at. A lot of the work that I do is about the business development, about the execution and the resources we need, who the partners are, what the issues, what the gaps are, who can get in and help make this work. So we're going to have to be careful that we don't have so much demand and not enough capacity. Mm-hmm. That can cause some real stress on a fledgling new business like Chance, who's just moving into Newport, and all of a sudden all these opportunities are presented. So part of my job going forward, Kira, is to make sure that we catch the problems before it's a crisis. And we address the financial issues, we address the operational issues, we address the partnership issues, and we're all on same page so that we're not, do you hate surprises? We've had a few old Met Neighbors for Kids along the way, remember?
I'm not a fan of certain surprises, yes.
So I hate surprises. And so we're all learning how to anticipate. Mm-hmm. We're learning how to communicate more effectively. We're learning how to collaborate. And we're getting pretty good at it. And everybody is kind of very, very hopeful about that.
When you work with as many partners as you do, and everybody has, of course, their opinion and wants to do their own thing, is that a bit of a challenge, kind of trying to keep everybody at their task?
It's not a challenge if everybody buys into it. So a year ago, all of our stakeholders who are critical stakeholders at the Sequential Intercept Map workshop bought into all this, and then you stay in touch with them, you build those relationships. It's all about relationships. It's all about trust. You can't just meet once a month and expect to get everything done in one meeting that no one wants to go to. So this is the kind of program that has a relationship, some relationship strength and energy, as I call it. And it's a two-way. Mm-hmm. Everybody is focused on the same thing. We're on the same page. And part of my job is to keep it that way. But I have a lot of fun doing that. And we've been able to build up these relationships over the last couple of years that are serving us well at the moment. So this is not a crisis management thing, right? But we will have crises. But at the moment, we have a plan and we're moving forward as a team. So that part of it certainly is work, but it's joy. What is not joy is responding to a surprise,
right,
or a crisis, and then we find out we did something that we shouldn't have done, or we missed something, and we weren't working together as a team. That's been my career experience, and that's, you know, goes back a little ways because I'm not a young dude anymore.
But that's why it's really good to have someone with your experience and talent working on this program. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Steve Sparks right after this.
I'm Andrea from the mattress shop at Roby's, and I remember the first time I felt a Tempur-Pedic mattress. As a gal who grew up taking naps in a furniture store, that Tempur-Pedic blew my mind. That was 25 years ago, and there's still nothing like that Tempur feel and life-changing sleep. Because memory foam isn't Tempur material, which you can now get in the firmness just right for you. And the only place on the Oregon coast you can get your Tempur-Pedic is right here at the mattress shop.
The following call is real. It took place between OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar Emergency, this is William.
I broke my leg and crawled into my car to call you.
I'm going to bring my partner on the line to help you while I contact 911.
Tell me what happened, James.
My foot turned sideways. I live by myself. I have no neighbors. I don't have my phone.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Don't move around unless you're in danger, and do not splint any injuries.
Please hurry. The pain is so bad.
We are going to stay on the line with you.
An emergency medical dispatch certified advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
The sheriff's here.
We're going to let you go since you're in good hands there.
Thank you.
OnStar. Be safe out there. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar advisors certified by International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
Welcome back to Hotline on News Talk 1310 KNPT. AM 1400 KBCH and AM 820 KWDP.
All right, we are back on Hotline with Steve Sparks. So, Steve, let's talk a little bit about how all of this affects families and children. When you have adults that are facing problems with addiction, or they have someone in their family that has mental health issues?
Well, as a little background, I don't like to talk about myself, but I do have some experience with this. I grew up in a post-World War II profoundly dysfunctional family in the 1950s. It was scary to be there. There was alcohol. There was addiction. There was anger. My father served out in World War II for the entire time, including Pearl Harbor. He served in Korea. So I always refer to the 1950s. It's a too terrible to remember 50s. Mm-hmm. So that right there has not changed. We still have profoundly dysfunctional families all around us in Lincoln County and everywhere else. These children inhale the pain of their parents and their family circumstances. They take it all in. Certainly, they're resilient. I'm a survivor. You're a survivor. There's so many of us that land on our feet. But you know what? We take all that baggage into school. Mm-hmm. We take it right there to school. And these kids act out. They're unruly. All they ever, they use bad words, four-letter words. They tell people to F off. And, you know, these could be six-year-old, seven-year-old kids telling teachers to F off. Leave me alone. Run around. I mean, it's very difficult to handle a dysfunction. Then kids are born in the families where there was some alcohol during the pregnancy.
Or and so drug abuse.
Drug abuse. So you have all those sorts of problems with families. So they grow up. We have to help these young kids. When I was growing up, there was no support. In other words, when it happened at home, it stays
you
at
home. You didn't talk about it.
And I was one scared little 10-year-old kid, believe me. 10-year-old kid. And there's so millions of scared 10-year-old children around. So now we have, in our county, as an example, we have sheriff resource officers. And I've been learning a lot about that. But there's an aspect of connecting with the kids and helping them in school. There's also clinics in our in several of our schools, and we're trying to integrate the mental health and addiction component. If you think for a minute that we don't have an addiction challenge in school, forget it. I remember well. So if we can address more of this at the root of the problem, which is when children are born into the new family, even little babies, as you know, inhale, you know, and a lot of this isn't even remembered because they're so young, but they take that forward and they have all that baggage to deal with. We can either start to deal with the baggage when they're young, when we can get through it much easier, or wait for the baggage to deal with the baggage later when your son or daughter is sitting over there in the Lincoln County Jail. Mm-hmm. We don't have to wait that long for this. So part of the whole patient support upstream model is to, and the schools are very engaged in this with the Stepping Up Initiative at the center of what we're doing in Lincoln County. If we can catch it back then, it's not going to, hopefully, it's not going to be a tragedy.
Repeating the cycle.
Repeating an intergenerational problem is what we have, is that if you don't stop the cycle of pain, it's going to carry forward in the next generation. Mm-hmm. So in America, it's been my opinion for a long time, I've done a lot of research on this, is that we're a traumatized country because we've been at war for so long, and we have all this gang violence and all these issues in our communities where the children are affected by it when they're born into it. So we're trying to get back to that. The schools are highly engaged in this. I took a test about recently. It's called ACEs, you know, childhood, trying to identify the child's traumatic experience in their own family. And it's a score you get from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. I filled out that. I have a score of 9 out of 10 on the ACEs test. But, you know, I'm an old guy. I've recovered. I'm standing on my feet. We're talking about little kids that are just in there, and they have all these emotional challenges to deal with in school. We have to help them.
Absolutely. And part of that is what you're doing with the Stepping Up Initiative and keeping those that don't need to be in jail out of jail and getting them the treatment that they need, which is another big challenge.
Well, the kids that we're talking about are without their parents if they're in jail or if they're someplace else. Mm-hmm. So we need to get the parents healthy so they can get their children again. And we need the kind of infrastructure that we're building now to help us do that.
All right. Well, Steve, we're going to take our last break. This hour has just absolutely flown by. So when we come back, we'll be wrapping up on Hotline with Steve Sparks right after this.
The only place in all of Lincoln County to sell Benjamin Moore paints, Mills East Hardware South. Let me say that again. The only store in all of Lincoln County selling Benjamin Moore paints, Mills East Hardware South. So don't let the elements get the better of your home. The elements are tough here in Lincoln County, but Regal Select Exterior Paint by Benjamin Moore is formulated to be even tougher. Mills, Ace Hardware South, the only place to buy Benjamin Moore paint.
Ask some doctors, and they'll tell you that getting proper sleep is as important as exercising and eating well. And that would make the mattress shop at Roby's one of the healthiest places anywhere. From the geeky sleep training we give our team to how and what we choose to offer, everything about the mattress shop is designed so your sleep isn't just proper, but joyful. So if you don't dream daily about getting into bed, come test dream a healthier one at the mattress shop at Roby.
Whether I'm training for a marathon, kickboxing, or lifting, I train to add muscle and build my inner strength. I am proud that I was born this way, driven. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. You can find me on a Coast Guard cutter, along with my shipmates, who are a lot like me, driven and committed to our country and the safety of our citizens. We were born for the Coast Guard.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hotline continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
Wrap it up around that.
All right, what are we wrapping up here?
Are we on?
Yes. That's what I was just saying. What are we wrapping up here?
So I'm just kind of going with the flow, having fun with Kira here. It's great. I always love to come back with you. I enjoy
doing
this.
No matter how
Kira.
Serious the subject, we always find a way of getting a smile and a laugh
right.
in there.
Well, we need to smile. And I can tell you that by way of wrapping up, that it's so energizing for me to go over to the Western Title Building where Health and Human Services is located and to go to those meetings I used to go when everybody was kind of pouting and not sure what was going on and not feeling empowered mm-hmm. and not feeling good about themselves or what they're doing. That's all changed. It's all changed. I'm a 72-year-old guy, so I'm looking at succession. I'm looking at the young people. I'm worried about the young people coming up and doing the things and carrying the things forward that we're working on right now. And I couldn't be more encouraged by what's going on in Lincoln County. We've lived here for 13 years. You and I have been down there at Neighbors for Kids building that wonderful program, so we know about all the challenges and more. And so we're taking that whole model of empowerment and public-private partnership and, with a charity component, connect it with it, and putting all that together so that we can build a sustainable, I repeat, a sustainable
that's
program
huge.
That's for real. This is not something that we just dream about. We've dreamed about it for a long time. Now we're making it happen.
And that's so very, very important. Can you give us some information on how folks can get in contact with the CHANCE program, or if somebody hears this program, they want some more information about volunteering or helping out?
I would go to the CHANCE website. It's chancerecovery.org. Chancerecovery.org. And that's our newest partner in Lincoln County. They're moving in fast. I mentioned to you earlier that I'm now serving on the board. How can I pass that up, right? And I'm going to be helping them with board development and capacity building. And I think volunteering, on boards and committees is very much a part of what we do as community leaders, as community volunteers. We have to have a strong nonprofit infrastructure in Lincoln County. We need board members who can make a contribution. We need complementary mm-hmm. skill sets. We need business skills. We need fundraising skills. We need people who understand governance, mm-hmm. people to understand how to build relationships with outreach and community partnerships. We need those kind of board members. And those kind of board members are out there. If they know that that's the direction we're going, they're going to come, because there's nobody, including the two of us sitting here, that want to warm a seat.
That's right.
We want to make a difference. So that's what I believe, is that once our citizens, those that have the skill sets, find out that we're actually doing something and making things happen, are going to want to serve on our boards.
That's right. Very important. Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us this morning on Hotline, and encourage folks to get out there and get involved.
Thank you.